Articles by Fearlessly Courageous. What is the Christian mind, and what do we feed it? Part 5. Written and spoken by Dennis Piller. One of my favorite mentors is Bill Morris. He wrote a program years ago called I Am, and it changed the filter of my thinking and my life. I was a little slow on the uptake, and it took me repeating the course a few times for it to change my blood type and mindset. But he walked with me as he taught me to write down who I wanted to be and helped me institute a daily process to keep in front of my eye so it would penetrate my thoughts and mind every morning. He helped walk me through this in the way that I wrote, by helping me write my legacy, my mission statement, my action statement, and my vision statement. If we don't know what we desire to leave behind, when we have not purposely laid out the mission and the action steps, then how can we possibly succeed at anything? We will be like a boat tossed at sea without a sail or a rudder to direct it. Without a vision statement, how do I know what the overall goal and vision is? Without a defined purpose and objective, we are left to the imaginations of fools and the elements of our feelings and the most current fads. How can we know where we want to go? Or more directly, where God wants us to go? Bill taught me to treasure my words and my thoughts. He taught me to write down and recite daily who I am, where I am going, and to speak words of truth into my mind, to lay out my day before the world rushes in to steal and destroy it in my thoughts. He helped me customize my I am successful focus points. Here they are. 1. I am God, work, and play focused. 2. I am focused and organized. 3. I am a praiser and uplifter of others. 4. I am how I think, act, say, and do. 5. I am a wisdom and knowledge-driven person. 6. I offer clarity of choice, not give directions. 7. I am accountable to someone. 8. I am a giver and a tither. 9. I am God's temple, and I am what I eat. 10. I am financially successful. 11. I am first a seeker of God's will. 12. I am internally controlled. He taught me that self-talk is God's way of speaking power into my own life. These are my 12 steps to I am empowerment that I recite daily, so I keep them before me. 1. How are you today? 2. Self-talk and self-thought. 3. Power of a name. 4. Power of a smile. 5. Listening and seeing. 6. Compliments with sincerity. 7. Yes and no. 8. Please and thank you. 9. Awareness and being proactive. 10. Recognition and acknowledgement. 11. More than is expected. 12. Self-confidence always. He drilled down for me to define my I am identity. Here is mine in 10 to 12 words. Internally driven. Faith versus fear. Every action uplifting. Build my body, mind, and spirit. At the end of my day, I take 5 minutes and evaluate my day with these daily execution keywords. Committed. Was I really or was I distracted? Focused. Were my actions in line with my goals? Accountable. Have I been forthright with my accountability today? Positive. Have I been uplifting in each situation? Balanced. God, family, work. Did it look like that? So what we feed our mind has a significant impact on realizing all of the things above. My personal words of affirmation, my commitment to speak life, is not some vain macho attempt at superiority or control because of my personality type. It is, in fact, emptying myself of me, what I desire, what I feel I must have for my supposed joy and happiness. I have learned these last many decades to crucify the flesh, take those invading thoughts captive, replace them with God-inspired, Bible-based, and the eternal truth of God himself. That's how I stand firm in the Lord. And no, it's not easy, which is why I don't walk alone. I walk with other men and mentors in my life that I look up to, and I aspire to be more like the Jesus in them. I promise, if you walk alone, you will walk alone. If you navigate the mountain alone, you will fall alone. And yes, I have fallen too many times, sometimes with the worst possible consequences. But I had family and friends to lift me up so I might see the light home. It didn't change the consequences, but it allowed me, even propelled me in those mistakes and errors, to repent and come home as the prodigal that I was and fight by the Spirit every day to not become it again. You must know we're getting close. Please hear the Spirit of God through these words. Reach out. Join a small group. Ask a mentor if they can spare an hour, a week, or twice a month to be accountable to you. It will change your life. Have a Jesus-filled week.